You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Hi. Well, I'm sure you all heard that it looks like part of Obamacare is getting scrapped. Now, I know a lot of my listeners that do tend to be a little bit on the liberal side are probably going to be very mad. They're going to think I'm gloating. I'm not gloating. This was very easily predictable. This was predicted. I'm not gloating by any means. But, I mean, come on, really? They're shocked? Okay, so you heard about this program that's getting scrapped. It is the long-term care insurance plan. Did you hear about this? Okay, now, this was a voluntary insurance plan for working adults. This was not supposed to be mandated, not supposed to be fined, nothing. And it makes sense. It's nice. I mean, the idea behind it is nice. Where working adults get offered an affordable premium that they pay each month. I believe it was supposed to be less than about $100 a month. And then in exchange, if they had to file for disability, it was a disability long-term plan, they would get a modest daily cash benefit averaging no less than $50 if they become disabled later in life. Well, that's wonderful. That sounds nice. Okay? But realize this. The government doesn't do anything right. It can't execute anything economically sound. So what they realized today was there was a design flaw. Really? I could have told you that. Because they realized that large numbers of healthy people, if they don't want to sign up, and only sick people sign up, therefore cashing in on their benefits early, it would destabilize and eventually need a taxpayer bailout. That is what we have been saying. You know what? Even, I'm not saying just the Republicans or conservatives have been against that. There have been some very, very educated Democrats and liberals even finding economic flaws in this health care. I'm not bashing Obamacare or the Affordable Health Care Act because I don't like the Obama administration. No, there is nobody more on this earth. I was watching the debate, you know, when he was in the debate with Senator McCain, when they were, vying for the presidential office, going, okay, please, somebody come up with something. I will put any of my political beliefs aside if it's going to help the greater good. I mean, if I'm going to see that something is going to get my patients health care, if people are going to be healthy, if it'll increase access, if it'll do something to the, you know, high prices of insurance companies, making it impossible for the average middle income family, low income family, even upper income family to have affordable health care. I mean, I'm for it. I'm for it. But then when they came out with this atrocity, I was so disappointed. It was ludicrous. Okay, now what's the big deal? So they scrapped this program. Maybe they need to relook at all the programs they threw into this bill that it took 48 hours to write. Maybe they need to rethink these through. That was the problem. They threw this bill together like Pelosi wanted. Well, just read it after we pass it. Just pass it. No, you're going to start a program that taxpayers are going to have to bail out. You can't promise disability insurance to people, to everybody, and think that enough healthy people are going to volunteer. Really? We're in a recession. Whether it's a double dip, a depression, a single scoop, I don't care. People don't have extra money to spend, and disability insurance is not on their list. The government can't expect that healthy people are going to want to jump in and pay. You know, I am dying to see the polls. When you ask, you know, the ultra, ultra liberals who really wanted this Obamacare to pass and want, you know, Obamacare to be out there and, you know, thriving, how much money they're willing to spend of their own money to make this work. I am dying to see what they say. If they go, well, no, I want to be one of the recipients. I want to be one of the beneficiaries. I don't think the American public who supported this realized how much money they would be expected to put into the system. Yeah, the government expected you guys to put money into a disability system. Did you realize that? Oh, I don't need to buy disability insurance. I got to think about my family. I got to, you know, I'm on paycheck to paycheck. I got to think about health insurance. I can't think about disability. Well, the only way for this Obamacare to work is healthy people putting money in. I mean, I can't tell you how many emails I have from young people. You know, they're honored that they, you know, get to be included in the healthcare plan and they get to be on their parents' insurance. But some of them don't want to pay the premiums. Remember, the government needs healthy people to pay for the sick. That's the only way this is going to work. That's the way the system has worked for years. The whole purpose of the Affordable Health Care Act was supposed to be insurance reform, and the government is doing the exact same thing. The reason why health insurance premiums have gone up is because there's too many beneficiaries. They need healthy people that don't use insurance to pay into the system. How do you incentivize them? Well, you can't. So the government says, fine, we'll do the exact same system, but we'll penalize you if you don't put money into the system. And people are like, well, then I'll take the penalty. I'm not going to buy some half-ass insurance that doesn't cover jack diddly squat that's going to make me go broke if I have to, you know, pay for 50 employees. I'll just pay the fine. And then what's going to happen? The system is going to crash. This is what I keep on saying. Nobody listens. They think I'm right-wing. They think I mean, this is simple economics. I bet a kindergartner could figure that out. If there's X money going out, you need X money going in. That's the way it works, people. So if this one program was quote-unquote flawed, don't you think there's a couple other programs that might have been mixed up in this 2,000-page mess? I think somebody needs to read the bill. Okay, I mean, I know I'm going out on a limb, and that would probably hurt any political aspirations I have, but I am going to go out there and say it. Can somebody read the bill? Okay, when we come back, we're on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DAHLIA.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Again, the Congressional Budget Office sounds the alarm. This time warns of Greek-style U.S. debt crises. You heard me right. The GAO is drawing a parallel between the U.S. economy, its debt, and the current Greek economic meltdown. With the debt-to-GDP chart climbing into unfamiliar territory, the growing budget deficit will rise to unsupportable levels. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. The Federal Debt and Risk of Financial Crises document the CBO has published is a must-read for every American. Covering the risk of continued deficit spending coupled with an aging population and the rising interest rates spell economic disaster. It's imperative that you get a copy of this document and study it for yourself. Call me today at 800-686-2237 and I'll send you a free copy. Again, call 800-686-2237 and ask for your copy of the CBO document. Once again, you need to read this government report. Call 800-686-2237.
What happened, man? You used to be energetic, happy, and wow, did the ladies love you. Now, you fall asleep on the couch, irritable, and out of shape. Don't be that guy. Call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a natural supplement shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. No injections, no appointments. With healthy testosterone levels, you can feel that energy again, that great outlook again, and yes, even a healthy sex drive. Right now, you can try Ageless Male risk-free. There's nothing to lose, guys. If you're a man who's noticed changes in your body, your mood, your sex life, call now for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male. Be the guy you used to be. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-888-246-0623. Again, 1-888-246-0623.
Ready for cold and flu season? Now's the time to get ready and save during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Stock up on powerful, natural flu fighters like olive leaf extract, elderberry power, and grapefruit seed liquid. Don't forget your vitamin D3 this winter. Right now, HerbalHealer.com has 120 soft gels, 1,000 IUs, on sale for only $9. And remember, HerbalHealer.com offers eFoods Global products, delicious, premium, storable foods that contain no MSG, no trans fats, no GMO, and have a 25-year shelf life. Click the eFoods link on HerbalHealer.com and try eFoods storable meals for free. Bookmark HerbalHealer.com, then experience live chat, correspondence courses, and sign up for our free newsletter. As always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Are you tired of spending money for metal canning lids year after year? Then stop! Stop buying metal lids and get Tatler reusable canning lids. Made of USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, Tatler canning lids let you safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways that contain BPA, but Tatler canning lids are indefinitely reusable and guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning and contain no BPA. Tatler lids are dishwasher safe, perfect for standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders by phone at 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's 1-877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com. Tatler Reusable Canning Lids, the original since 1976.
Local Army Navy surplus stores are hard to find these days, but not military issue supplies. They're right here online at MainMilitary.com. That's right, just like the state, M-A-I-N-E, military.com. We have everything for true, total preparedness. MainMilitary.com is not a typical website. It has much more than your old surplus store. Quality military-issue survival gear like canteens, mess kits, utensils, gas masks, filters, and chemical suits, magnesium fire-starting tools, strike anywhere, waterproof, and storm matches, first aid kits, splints, tourniquets, parachute 550 cord, military manuals, sandbags by the bale, and a huge Molly assortment of vests and pouches for every need. Call 207-989-6783, 207-989-6783, or visit MainMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, military.com, the main name in military supply.
California with some of the California insurers where the government wants insurance companies to cover eating disorders, bulimia, anorexia, pay for unlimited amounts of treatment, I believe including home health visits. Now, laws generally require the coverage for mental and behavioral disorders be equivalent to that of physical ailments like diabetes or a broken bone. This was a law enacted in 2008. Now, here's the thing. I've treated bulimia patients, anorexia patients. They do need treatment. They do need to be watched. They do need treatment. They do need care. And I feel bad for anyone that suffers, you know. But am I the only person that thinks there's going to be the straw that breaks the camel's back pretty soon? Okay? I don't feel sorry for insurance companies. But here we have a man in Boston who just had a double hand transplant. You heard about that? A double hand transplant. I think this is the fourth time it's ever been done. But this is a gentleman in Boston who lost his arms and limbs from having sepsis, a blood infection, lost his arms and limbs. Well, his hands and legs. I'm sorry. His hands and legs. And he was able to get a double hand transplant recently, from what I understand, doing well. Okay. Pretty costly stuff. Pretty fascinating stuff. Now, who should get the brunt of the healthcare dollars? Somebody who needs a double healthcare or a double hand transplant, or maybe 100 bulimics, 100 anorexics. what I don't see is anybody starting to make these difficult decisions. I'm not going to make that decision. I don't have to. I'm on the radio. I could just harp about it. I could stimulate conversation, tell you all to discuss while I feel verklempt. All right. I don't have to make that decision. I don't want to make that decision. I don't want to choose if the healthcare dollars have to be spent and the last two groups to decide, one man getting a double hand transplant or 100 ladies getting bulimic or anorexia treatment. I don't want to make that decision. I hope I never have to make that decision. But somebody's going to have to. What is really upsetting me is nobody has the cojones to say, okay, guys, if we're trying to pay for healthcare for everybody, or we're trying to keep costs down, we need to cut benefits. But the whole purpose of healthcare reform, Dr. Dolly, is increased benefits. There's, you know, pre-existing benefits, lifetime cap benefits, long-term disability benefits, the whole purpose. Where's the money coming from? Okay, we want it all. We're sounding like a bunch of spoiled children. When I hear that the government wanted to come up with this long-term disability plan and they want to come up with, you know, children being covered, and I mean, you know, that all sounds wonderful. Of course I'm for it. There are a lot of democratic ideologies that I have no problem with. The ideas might are fine. Fiscally, though, they don't make sense. And if they don't make sense, your beautiful idea will never come to fruition. So you need to approach healthcare completely differently from this. So now there's a battle. I believe it's Blue Cross Blue Shield in California is, I guess, let me take a look at this. There's apparently an appeals court ruling that Blue Cross Blue Shield wants to fight and seeking to be reheard, arguing that the decision could force insurers to pay for unlimited amounts of treatment, raising insurance costs. If you're telling insurance companies they have to pay for long-term bulimic and anorexic costs, okay, that's a nice thing to cover, but they're either going to have to cut something else or they're going to have to raise more rates. And we, as the American people, are going to have to stand up and say, what do we want to pay for? Now, I know what we're all going to say. We're going to say, well, I just want to pay for what me and my family need. If we don't have a bulimic in the family, I don't want to pay. If we don't need a hand transplant, I don't want to pay. Well, if we don't have healthy people paying for other diseases that they don't have, there's going to be no money for the people with the diseases. I'm going to tell you right now, this gentleman who received the double hand transplant probably did not pay the same amount and the equal amount in premiums so that insurance company is breaking even on the deal. I'm going to tell you right now, he's probably being carried by the other policyholders. And if we don't figure this out, look, I don't harp on healthcare because there's no other medical news to talk about. Trust me, there's a lot of other medical news that I want to talk about. I want to talk about later in this hour how in the UK they fear that hundreds of babies might have been miscarried that were actually alive. We need to talk about that. We need to talk about how your cell phone right now that you're texting on or playing Angry Birds on in the middle of my show could possibly have fecal E. coli on it. So put your phone down while I'm talking. So I have some medical stories. I have some things to talk about. But the reason why we need to spend time on this, and I can't implore you enough to listen, is if something isn't done, there's going to be a crash bigger than we have ever known. Insurance companies are going to say, to heck with this. They're going to have to. You can't expect an insurance company to pay for a double hand transplant, a bulimic, some of the other... I mean, I'm not even going to go into some of the new things added. You can't expect the company to do that while not raising rates. They're going to have to raise rates, and already, I think our family, I think we were quoted $1,200 a month for our family. We can't do it. If we're not going to buy the policy, that's one less policyholder. And the more people that can't afford the policy, they're not going to buy insurance. If the insurance company doesn't have any policyholders, they're not going to be in business. Again, boo-hoo, boo-hoo. No, I don't feel sorry for the insurance companies, but really, from an economic standpoint, what are they supposed to do? Well, we talked about this. Maybe the government isn't as stupid as we think. Maybe they know this. Maybe they are on top of it. They know exactly what's going on and going to happen, and maybe that's what they want. Maybe they really want to get rid of these private insurers. Let them go under. Let them go out of business. We're going to mandate they have to cover, you know, multiple things that they didn't cover before, while at the same time prohibiting them from raising their rates. Of course, anybody could realize that. They're going to go under. And then the government gets to come in and save the day. And what I want to know is what government plan is going to exist for us. I want to know. I'm not saying this because I want to bash Obamacare. I'm saying this because that's going to be my health care plan. Sorry if I sound selfish, but I want to know. I want to know what my health care plan is going to be. In my family, we have heart disease, we have cancer, we have uterine prolapse, vaginal itching. I mean, we have tons of medical issues in my family. I want to know what the policy is going to cover. Is that too ridiculous? Oh, Dr. Dahlia, you're just blowing it out of proportion. You're just exaggerating. Am I? The only thing I'm seeing from a person, I'm not even talking as a doctor and as a business owner, okay? I've already talked and belabored that point. I've already seen our rates go up for the business. I've already seen, I'm not going to go into that. I'm going to be selfish right now. I'm just going to talk about myself. My rates are going up. They're covering less. My co-pays are more. The recession's not going away. And if my insurance company goes under, and I can't go to another insurance company because those rates are higher, I may have to go on whatever government plan that's later going to save the day. And I think I want to know now. Because if, God forbid, I do get ovarian cancer that's in my genetic lineage, maybe I'll take my ovaries out now while I have decent insurance. I am not being overdramatic, really. I mean, I don't need my ovaries. I mean, do you want them? You can have them. I mean, you know, if I'm really worried about the family history of breast cancer that I have, I mean, maybe I'll get my mastectomy now. I mean, I usually we wait until we're sick. Okay? I mean, thank God, knock on wood, so far so good. But, you know, I know what's coming around the bend the next couple decades. Yet I'm thinking I'm going to be on my United Healthcare, or my Blue Cross Blue Shield, or my Aetna, or whatever plan that's been around for the last 10, 20 years. I'm thinking that's going to be something I could rely on. And honestly, day after day, as I'm seeing the news, I don't think I'm going to be able to rely on the insurance policy that I have as of today. Which means if I think I'm going to have a problem later, should I do something proactively now while I have decent insurance? I don't know. Oh, Dr. Dye is going to cut off her boobies. No, I'm not going to cut off my boobies. No, I'm not. Not yet. No. But I'm nervous. I mean, I don't know when all this is going to happen. I mean, right now, I know insurance companies are struggling. We know that there's drug shortages. There's already chemotherapeutic agents. There's already drug shortages with cancer treatments. I mean, if God forbid I'm going to have cancer later, is the drug going to exist? Now, we've talked about this. There's going to be a two-tier system. There's going to be a government-controlled system. It's going to be. These private insurance companies are going to go out of business. They're going to have to. So there's going to be a government-controlled system, and then there's probably going to be a very expensive cash system. And I don't see how any of us are going to later be able to afford the cash system unless we're very, very wealthy. And I don't. That's not good enough. That's just going to make matters worse. You know, I love reading the medical news going on in Great Britain. And an article, you know, hit the newsstands today saying the wait times for a referral from a general practitioner or a GP to a specialist is a lot of times over 18 weeks. Is that where our healthcare is going to go to? I mean, if you have an aggressive rectal cancer, you need to see your specialist pretty quickly. All right, when we come back, more on the medical news. And I want to hear from you, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
What's been the problem with phone companies? High prices and contracts that lock you in for 2 years minimum. Not FreedomTelephones.com. Freedom Telephones are designed around the concept and reality of patriotism, loyalty, and privacy. With FreedomTelephones.com, there are no contracts, no credit checks, and no social security numbers required. That's why our name is FreedomTelephones.com. Finally, residential, mobile, and business telephones and plans that are private and never lock you into a long-term contract. Want a low price? Residential and business plans plans start at only $14.99, and mobile plans start at just $39.99. Plus, every month you pay your bill, FreedomTelephones.com contributes to your favorite GCN programs. Don't wait. Support the cause and get the highest quality and the lowest prices by calling 1-800-600-5553. That's 800-600-5553. FreedomTelephones.com. Portable. Private. Perfect.
Do you live where ice storms, blizzards, tornadoes, floods, earthquakes, or hurricanes occur? Who doesn't? Well, most of us do, and when they occur, one of the first things to happen is the power goes out. When Hurricane Irene hit, over 5 million homes were without power. Just having light around the house becomes very important. Arm yourself with the new 50-hour emergency candle in a can. Just pull the pop-top lid. The matches are safe inside and light up the candle for 50 hours of continuous light. The candle and matches are together when you need them the most. Emergency light that has an indefinite shelf life, always ready and won't go dead like batteries. 50-hour emergency candles are $7.95 each or four for $28. Call toll-free 1-855-485-8555, 855-485-8555, or order online at candlesincans.com. One more time, that's 855-485-8555, or visit us at candlesincans.com.
This is a special announcement for all Americans who owe back taxes to the IRS or state. Pay attention. There is a special toll-free hotline set up especially for you. This hotline will give you free information on how you can legally reduce or eliminate your tax debt. Call the Consumer Tax Hotline today at 1-800-652-3707. Grab a pen or put the number in your cell phone, but call 1-800-652-3707. When you call, you will speak with qualified companies that will tell you how to stop the collection calls, IRS letters, bank levies, and wage garnishments. Plus, these companies will deal directly with the IRS on your behalf, so you won't have to. Even if you haven't filed returns or you're already in a payment plan, you can still get relief. The current government administration is very amicable and wants to work out a program in your best interest, but this won't last forever, and your tax problem only gets worse if you do nothing or try to handle it yourself. It does make a big difference in who you call, so call the Consumer Tax Hotline today for free information. 1-800-652-3707. That's 1-800-652-3707.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why, when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquid flavors at LeCig.com, spelled L-E-C-I-G.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Dr. Dahlia Show. This is just frightening. All right, I'm sure you heard in the news today, hundreds of UK women were possibly wrongly told that they had miscarriages, either induced the miscarriage, or they didn't listen and found that the baby was still alive. Now, this is just absolutely horrifying, all right? They think that 400 women are being given a wrong diagnosis each year. When they go to the doctor, now, again, I'm learning as much as I can about the UK system because, again, I have no idea if our healthcare system is going to later mirror it or mimic it. But from what I understand in the UK, you go in, and if you're having bleeding or any types of issues with your pregnancy, they do a scan. And if the gestational sac appears to be too small, or if it looks like there's no fetus in there, or if they can't detect a heartbeat, usually they rescan you 7 to 10 days later. Okay, that's kind of a, I think that's appropriate. Okay? Now, what they said is some women, their sac may be unusually small, making it look like it's an empty sac. And those women were told, are given the option, they could either miscarry naturally, or they could take pills to induce a miscarriage, or have surgical removal. Now, apparently, some of these women did go on to have the miscarriage, or we call it a threatened abortion, okay? Spontaneous abortion is when you miscarry by yourself. A threatened abortion is when we believe that's what's happened. You're in the process, all right? And we believe some women decide to go on and have their pregnancy terminated. Well, there are stories of ladies who decided to buck the system and said, no, I want to have another scan. And they get the second scan, and they find that the baby is still alive. So, of course, you have some people absolutely freaked out. You have other people just, I mean, in mourning because they have no idea if their baby would have been alive or not. Now, I'm a little confused because we don't have that problem here in the States. I mean, it sounds like they have a system in place. I'm not sure why the system isn't in place. Like I said, maybe these people aren't getting that second scan because the sac looks too small. But we here in America don't just rely on your ultrasound scan. We do blood work. Now, we look at your pregnancy hormone. So if somebody is having an issue, if somebody comes to me and they're pregnant and they're having any issues, bleeding, pain, etc., I run their pregnancy hormone test. And let's say I have a number of 50,000 or let's say I have a number of 9,000, okay? I look at the dates on how far along she should be. If the number should be 50,000 and we only have 9,000, okay, that's concerning. But again, we don't tell her, okay, let's induce them. We don't do that. We scan her, and then we will check her hormone levels 2 days later. If the hormone levels are going up, the pregnancy is still alive. Still alive as well. I don't see anywhere in these articles, there's multiple ones, where they talk about the pregnancy hormone, the quantitative HCG. You run the quantitative hormone to see if the pregnancy is still viable and if the number increases. Now, I have had women where the number does not increase the way it should. Usually the number is supposed to double every couple days. And you'll have some people that'll go from 9,000 to 9,100, and you're like, I'm not sure what's going on here. But again, you ultrasound, you evaluate, we get the OBs involved, of course, because I'm a family doctor, I would never, make that decision, we get the OBs involved, etc. But, we don't make this decision haphazardly, and I love the idea of them doing a scan. A repeated scan. I think that makes sense. But apparently some women fell through the cracks. They were not allowed the second scan because it looked like there was no reason to, per the doctor's call. And unfortunately, some people could have aborted their baby or miscarried their baby by an induction when they didn't have to. Now, what does that mean? If we think we're going to miscarry, should we just miscarry naturally? I mean, I probably wouldn't let anybody touch me. I would just probably wait. And see, but there are a lot of women, and it's a very frightening, thing to think of, that you could have something that's not viable in you, and you don't want risk of infection, so you want it taken out. But my recommendation to anybody going through this is make sure they do the blood test and look at the hormones. And if your hormones are increasing, that's a sign that it could be a healthy fetus. True, other things can cause the HCG hormone to rise. But in this particular case, if the hormone isn't dropping, because if, God forbid, you did miscarry, the hormone would drop because it's not a viable fetus. So the hormone will keep dropping day by day by day. But if it goes up, I mean, that's a fairly easy, sure way to, stop and go, well, let's take another couple days to think about this and see what's going on. So, pretty frightening stuff, and I'll keep you posted if they hear any more about what's going on. Another thing that was pretty frightening, but gosh, it happens so often. Baby in the Bronx in New York, 13-month-old baby boy died this morning. After swallowing pills from a prescription bottle he was given to play with as a rattle. All right? I think it was mom. I can't tell if it was mom or dad. Gave the baby a bottle to play with. They aren't telling us what pills were in this bottle yet. And I believe they gave it to him in his crib. He was shaking them around. Somehow it might have opened. Baby ingested the pills and died. I hate telling you these sad stories. And again, they're still trying to figure out the cause of death. They aren't they aren't letting us know. They aren't, you know, divulging what exactly happened in terms of what the pills were. But, you know, honestly, if you have a baby, all right, and you want the baby to play with something, just think. I think what happens is a lot of us are on the phone. A lot of us are in the middle of a conversation. And our kids, I do it too with my kids. You know, you learn how to tune your kids out. It's something all of us moms and dads do. I hate to admit it, but we tune them out. So when I'm in the middle of something or I'm watching the news or I'm on the phone and my kids are like, Mom, I want to eat something, I'm able to, you know, pour them cereal, pour them milk, give them a spoon without even thinking that I'm doing it. You know, you learn to tune the kids out and without even thinking subconsciously, prepare their dinner. And you're like, really? I you know, fed them dinner? I mean, look at us when we drive our cars and drive home. Some of us now have cell phone laws, but before we had cell phone laws, you could have a conversation, you could listen to music, you get home and you don't even remember anything about your drive home. We do things so automatically now. The problem is that's how we get into accidents. That's how our kids have an accidental ingestion. I really want everybody to just stop and think before they do something. We need to retrain ourselves. We're so trained now to multitask. You know, we got the TV going on, we got the kids in the background, we got our phones ringing, we're texting, we're cooking, we're arguing with our mother, we're doing seven things at once, and we're expected to. You know, I mean, whatever happened to, I can't talk and walk and chew gum at the same time, whatever happened to that? If you admit that, you'd probably lose your job. People want you to be able to multitask. We don't want to drive home without having a conversation or listening to music. We get bored. As you're driving, it's like, well, I got to have some music or I got to talk. I have to manage my time. I can't waste the time on my commute. And you're not paying attention. We've got to come up psychologically with some way to remind yourselves, okay, stop and look at what I'm doing. These people gave their baby a bottle of pills. They gave the baby a bottle of pills. And you know these childproof caps, they're easier to open now than they used to be. I remember the 80s when they came out, you couldn't open anything. In fact, I couldn't open tile. I couldn't open anything. It was so hard, you'd blister your finger trying to open these things. Now, you're able to flip the cap on another way, so now it's not childproof and you can open it. Kids are smart. Babies are very, very smart. There's been studies all week saying babies now know what fair is versus not fair. And I mean, babies are smart. And if you hand a 13-month-old, that's a child older than a year, something with a bunch of little things that make noise, they're going to want to open the jar and look at the individual things that make noise. All right, when we come back, more on the Dr. Dolly Show, 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock, save you money, and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Positive results from satisfied customers of Heart and Body Extract continue to pour into our website, hbextract.com.
This is Al from New Jersey. One day I saw your ad for Heart and Body Extract, and it mentioned that it would help me with angina, so I decided to order. I figure I had nothing to lose.
Heart and Body Extract supplies your body with everything it needs to balance itself and maintain optimal heart and circulatory health with no negative side effects.
I took the formula 3 times a day as directed, and I kid you not, within 4 days, my angina pain was completely gone.
Order HB Extract by calling 866-295-5305 or online at hbextract.com. That's 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
I could not believe it actually stopped the pain. Heart and Body Extract actually works. This is just an amazing product. Even the numbness in my hands is completely gone.
Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with 2 black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Question: when the next disaster strikes, will you be ready? Answer: yes. If you have top quality survival gear from the survivalzone.com, these days it's wise to keep a survival kit in your vehicle, home, and office. The survivalzone.com specializes in ready to go wilderness, 72 hour and compact survival kits, plus freeze dried and dehydrated food, MREs, stun guns, non hybrid seeds, and much more. Call 603-838-5933 to be prepared with the survivalzone.com.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container, a $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Medical Talk Radio, taking your calls at 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOC-DALI. That's 1-877-DOC-DALI. I want to thank all of you who have already signed up for the Alaskan cruise. This is going to be a great vacation. For those of you that have not planned your vacation for next summer, we are going to Alaska. Yes, the Dr. Dahlia cruise to Alaska. We do it every year because people love it. I mean, it is gorgeous up there. And before you all start getting cold and frostbit with winter coming and won't want to think about Alaska or won't want me bringing it up, make sure to check out my website. You'll see pictures from last year and information on how to sign up for this year. I would love to take you guys with me. Of course, I will be there on my best behavior, okay? All right, I promise I'll be on my best behavior. People don't like it when I start complaining about Obamacare on the boat, you know, because there's other people on the boat there that may actually like Obamacare. And I want to get thrown off the boat. I promise I'll behave myself. All right, so, okay, Halloween is coming up. Very spooky. Ooh, spooky goobas and ghouls, ghouls and goblins. My kids got their Halloween costumes, of course. You know, I used to dress my kids up in Blue's Clues, Monsters, Inc. You know, now these kids want the bloodiest, most gory costumes. I still can't get over us buying costumes. We didn't buy costumes when I grew up. My mom made them. You know, we made costumes, you know, throw a sheet on as a ghost or, you know, make me dress up as a cat. I wanted, you know, my brother to dress up as a girl and my dad would not even let that happen. But I thought my brother would look really, really cute in a wig and stuff. I think one of my favorite Halloween costumes when I was growing up, well, I was in medical school. Very easy costume. If some of you guys don't know what to do for Halloween, very easy costume. I was inside out. So I wore my clothes. Then I put on my bra and panties, right? And then I put on the outside, then I had Kleenex on the bra, the inside out bra. I had Kleenex on the outside, and then I had a maxi pad on the underwear. So I was literally inside out. I wore it to one of my medical school parties. And, you know, the professor's like, really? Did you have to be that accurate? I was inside out. All right. Might I add, it didn't help having the maxi pad outside the clothes. All right. But that was neither here nor there. But from a medical perspective, you know, Halloween could be a little spooky. We already talked about earlier this week or last week, you know, about how what I want parents to do, because, you know, this is one of the highest times of year or most prevalent times of year that kids get into car accidents. I want four adults around the group of children and try to travel in a group. If you have a big group of children, travel in a group, get them on the sidewalk. Don't let them zigzag, because the Halloween is the one day of the year they think they get to walk out in the middle of the street and they enjoy it, but that's when they get hit. And have four parents kind of in diamond formation, you know, two by two formation or however it is. I'm trying to throw some military lingo out, even though I don't know what I'm talking about. But, you know, somebody at north, south, east, west waving flashlights. And as you're walking, just wave the flashlights around so cars could see, because around the turn, very dangerous. But also what's dangerous are the contact lenses people put in their eyes. There was a lady from West Virginia, almost went blind after putting these, you know, we call them unauthorized contact lenses, to make her eyes look like zombies. Well, what happened is these things aren't made by ophthalmologists or Bausch and Lomb and, you know, tested by the FDA. So she probably got them at some cheap costume shop, put them into her eye, which was probably pretty painful, and she gets an infection. Then the infection scars the cornea. And if you get a scarred cornea, that could lead to blindness. I mean, very, very dangerous stuff. And apparently she does now have a droopy eyelid. Now, I know the big thing now is zombie. I don't get it. I was watching America's Got Talent, and there was a bunch of very pretty high school girls that weren't dancing, you know, just, you know, with their face showing, that put these contacts in and make themselves look like zombies. And, yeah, the makeup was impressive, but it's a shame because they're attractive girls, and the zombie thing got very, very old. So, you know, my recommendation to people is don't put anything in your eye that's not ophthalmologist or optometrist approved. Okay, I know you want to look scary, but, you know, these yellow, I don't know, it's dangerous. It's just dangerous. I mean, you could go blind. Now, you know, I always like to warn everybody of the dangers of Halloween. And one website reminded us that Halloween is pretty dangerous for our small pets, for our little critters. And it's true, because my stupid cats, I have Halloween kitties. I got a black kitty, I got kind of a tabby striped kitty, and then I got the white kitty. The white kitty's for Christmas, so I'm going to dress her up. But she still has diarrhea, so I don't want her to ruin the costume, so I haven't put it on her yet, because I don't want her to poop it up. But the other two cats, they're kind of black and orange. And these stupid cats, they start playing with the decorations and, like, you know, there's a fire in the jack-o'-lantern, so they go towards it. I go, it's fire, you idiot. You know, but because it flickers and they can't tell that it's hot. Remember, just watch your pets, okay? Because your pets are going to go into things and they could run outside. They could get crushed. They could get stepped on. Some people trick-or-treat with their bulldog, right? Right? You know, my PA, Amanda. I have two PAs, Amanda and Heather, great, great girls. Amanda has a bulldog, and she's dressing the bulldog up in a bumblebee outfit. Adorable, but I'm going to tell you right now, that bulldog is ticked. And that bulldog is going to get so mad if he walks by my house and my cats are sitting there laughing at him out the window that he has to wear a bumblebee costume. Now, what I'm going to do to educate that is I'm going to put my cats in stupid-looking costumes so they don't want to sit in the window and strut their stuff. But if I forget to, the dog's going to go after, you know, the cats. And remember, I do the show on Halloween night. This is going to be my first Halloween I'm going to miss with the kids. So, which stinks because that means they're going to eat all the good candy before I get to. So I'm going to miss it. But, you know, just watch your pets. Now, another thing we got to remember about the pets, interesting. You know, it's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Well, there was an article that came out reminding us that our dogs get breast cancer. And we need to also think about the dogs. She's right. The author of this, I don't really know where the article is. I read it among the many articles. But dogs get breast cancer, too. They say 50% of lumps that you find, the mammary lumps, 50% are benign, but 50% are cancerous. And so if you see a lump, take them to the vet. The vet will probably have to do a biopsy. I mean, I don't know if there's mammograms for dogs. I'm assuming they ultrasound them. Now, I mean, I have kitty cats. And see, we don't call them boobies on our pets. We call them ninnies. They got little ninnies, you know. And I've never even thought of examining my cat for that. I mean, I know my male cat. If I tried to examine his ninnies, he's too burly for that. He wouldn't want me to. He's too manly. My little girl kitties would be like, what? You're jealous of what I got. So I don't know. I mean, you know, we don't really like to examine our pets, you know, and have our, you know, and just kind of feel around because some of them are kind of dirty, you know, and yeah, you're like, my cats have a little poo-poo powder on them. You know, if they're wet, it's not poo-poo powder, it's the gravel, the kitty litter. We call it poo-poo powder in my house, but the kitty litter. So I don't want to get the kitty litter on my fingers, you know, so I'm not going to examine them for lumps, but just keep in mind, or better yet, take them to the vet. Okay, this way you don't have to decide if your animal has breast cancer. Kind of scary thought. Scary, scary thought. Okay, for those of you that get to listen to my show live every day, and you are really lucky if you do, we are on 3 hours a day. So in the next hour, we're going to be talking about women and their sex drive. Apparently, older women actually want to have more sex. Okay, people think that older women just want to shrivel up and die. We don't. We actually do want the sex. It's just maybe there's some issues. So we're going to talk about increasing libido. We always like to do that. Which foods are on the top of the libido list? We're also going to be talking about which states have the highest heart disease. It's kind of interesting. It's not just the Southern Belt. We're going to talk about that. Also, men, they say if you are a single man, a bachelor, you have more risk of dying of cancer than if you are cohabitating with somebody or married. See? There's got to be something. There's got to be something to having a woman in the house. Right? Maybe they check you for lumps. All right, guys? If this is where you get off, if this is your exit, have a great ride. If not, stay on the highway. We got more show coming up next. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY.
Freeze-dried guy customers, take advantage. No, we really want you to take advantage of the October 2011 month special. We have bug-out meat buckets to beef up your real freeze-dried beef and chicken supply. You can beat everyone to the punch because we're offering freeze-dried guy customers this order early October deal. Special pre-order price of $119 is now $109. Whether on the go or storing for the future, you have a gold standard in convenience, taste, and nutrition. When variety and quick preparation is paramount, our handy 4-serving pouches are excellent for 72-hour kits, camping, hunting, and backpacking. Our freeze-dried meat can even be added to your everyday routine. From last-minute dinner ideas to high-protein snacks, order now at freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-FOOD.